Lady Panthers as we've just got started. And Cannon County ball after the turnover. Addison Estes along with Macy Foster, Emery Rollins, Bella Mason, Naomi Muse to start. Pass underneath to Muse. She missed the shot. The rebound comes out to number 23. That would be Hickerson. Jean Hickerson along with Diamond Blair. Number two is Macy Hubbard. Macy to Blair. Blair right side and it's taken away. Second turnover. Right side. Top of the key, Muse. Left side, Estes. Estes tries to drill it, missed it. Three-pointer, and the rebound comes out to Foster. Or actually, that was Mason with the rebound. Mason's got it now on the baseline. And she's fouled by number 23, Hickerson. We're here at Cannon County Middle School. Two games this week, Monday and Tuesday, and then they don't play again until the 27th. Right side pass. Here's a three on the way from Macy. Won't go, and the rebound tipped into the hands of Blair. Diamond Blair for East will come away with it. Comes across the half-court line right side. Top of the key. It goes now to Hubbard. Hubbard back over to Blair, and it's taken away by Muse. Muse has got a clear path to the basket. Blair comes over, taps her late, but Muse scores nonetheless. First 2 points for Cannon. Cannon leads it 2-0. Down the pass goes. Rollins steps into the lane, takes it away. Underneath it goes to Estes. Estes missed the layup. Rebound, though, by Mason over to Muse, and Muse knocks it down. 4-0. East, long pass that goes to Jones. Catelyn gets it over to Hickerson. Hickerson now to the top of the key to Hubbard. Hubbard. Now to Blair. Blair. And she threw it away. Fifth turnover and substitution coming in for East. That substitution will be Annabelle Smith. Smith immediately makes her presence known, intercepts a pass, gets it over to Blair, and a foul is going to be called on Addison Estes. Inbound. Shot is up, rattles out, rebound, Blair's got it, gets it over to Hubbard. Macy on the baseline, lost it, Hickerson, and it's taken away by Muse. Muse, off and running, bounce pass over to Foster, couldn't finish it, it was short. Foster gets her own rebound, but entangles with East. Inbound. There's Rollins, a little jumper, couldn't make it. Rebound ripped by Hickerson, and off she's going. Hickerson dumps it down, top of the key, back over to Hickerson for three. Measured it, and Blair will run down the missed shot. Top of the key to Hubbard. Hubbard into Hickerson, and a foul. That one's going to go against Rollins. It'll be her first, team second. And free throws coming up from Hickerson. One up, one in. Second one for Hickerson. That one missed. One of two, and a throwaway bring a second turnover by Cannon. Pass going over from Hubbard. And the ball knocked. Blair got it. Oh, that should have been over and back. It doesn't matter. She tipped it. She touched it, actually. Blair did before she went over. They go over to Hickerson. Hickerson turn around high off the glass, and the rebound is ripped away. Smith with the jumper, and Smith scores. So Anna comes in and gets a turnover, and here's Mason driving, and Mason's fouled. That's going to go against number 32. Caitlin Jones, that'll be number one on Caitlin. Bella Mason to the free throw line. One up. Missed it. Second free throw comes up. That one's good. Bella Mason with one of two. 5-3, 2:08 left to go in the quarter, and a steal by Addison Estes. Layup, no, but a foul. So Diamond Blair will be called for her first personal. That is the team's third. And Estes' free throw is good. Addie Smith will check in for the Lionettes. Second free throw from Estes is nothing but net. 7-3 with 2:02 remaining in the first quarter of play. There's Smith over to number 32, Jones. She missed it, got her own rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Estes. And it's going to be the eighth turnover by East. Minute 39, three on the way from Foster. Nailed it. Minute 32. 10-3. Pass deflected. Muse tried to save it. She went over the line. Cannonball or East ball. Lady Panthers from Tullahoma. And that may be on Estes. That'll be number two on Estes. And a substitution coming in, number 10 for East. Riley Ferguson. Cannon will have substitution as well, as there's a steal by Foster. Drops it over. Mason missed it. And East has got the basketball. Smith leans in, gets it over to Tripp, and the shot up, no, by Jones. Cannon with the rebound. Foster going the other way. Jones threw it away. Just the third turnover by Cannon. Pass deflected, and it'll be taken away by Foster. Inbound comes in from Muse.
Okay.
Goes over to Bella Mason. Mason, top of the key. Right side to Foster. Baseline jumper, but she's fouled as she puts it up. We'll go to the free throw line for two shots with 27 seconds left. Cannon leads at 10-3. That foul is going to be on number 10, Riley Ferguson, who's just checked in the ball game. Her first. Free throw. Foster hits it. 11-3. Second free throw. Foster airballed that one, but they said it touched the rim, I guess, and goes out of bounds. One of two for Foster. She's got 4 points. Inbound and full court press on. Here's Ferguson trying to get it out of trouble, or Hickerson trying to get it out of trouble. Gets it across the half court, right side to Smith. Smith pulls it back to Hickman for three. Shot up, no. Rebound pulled down by Francis. Outlet comes to Foster. Foster working against Smith. Drives, got body contact against Smith, and that'll be her first, team's fifth. Two shots in the act of shooting for Foster. Free throw by Macy is good. Lexi Bryson will re-enter the ball game for East. Second free throw rattled out.
Get back.
Here's East at a last chance effort. They don't do anything with it. At the end of one, 12-3, Cannon over East. Middle school basketball will return in a moment.
Cannon County Middle School Basketball on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio. The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills, and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
At the end of one, 12-3 the score in favor of Cannon. They lead East. Lionettes with a 9-0 record coming into this one tomorrow night. Got basketball. It's coming home at 6 o'clock with the coming home king, I'm guessing, that will be crowned tomorrow night. Inbound and the ball tipped out of bounds. Ball going back to East. Smith will inbound. Coming over to Francis. Long pass over in the corner. Number 33. We'll check that name for you here in a moment. As the ball goes out of bounds, it'll stay East basketball. Hickerson will get it over, get the ball back, bounce it over to Bryson. Bryson cross-courts it. That's Smith with it now. Smith lost it out of bounds. 11th turnover for the Lady Panthers. There's a pass. Muse's got it, brought it down. Muse over in the corner, three from Francis won't go, but the rebound pulled down by Addie, and Addie Smith missed the return. It's East basketball. Over in the corner, number 33 with it. Missed the shot. That was Eliana Martinez. Rebound comes out to Cannon, and Foster running pretty quick into the paint. Missed the shot, but there's a foul on the putback. That's going to be number 30, Lexi Bryson. Mason will hit the free throw. Mason's second one missed. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say it's cannonball.
Two.
Yep, cannonball. So Muse will inbound. Over to Rollins in the corner to Muse for three. Overshot, rebound run down by Francis. Francis turns in to Smith, throws it back top of the key. Here's Mason. Left side Muse around the perimeter, inside to Mason. Mason's shot couldn't make it. Rebound couldn't make the put back there. Rebound, East comes away out of the pack with it. Here's Hickerson. Hickerson in the paint, and that's going to be a foul on 21. Naomi Muse, that's her first. Inbound comes up. 4:24 left to go in the first half. And Diamond Blair has the basketball. Blair passes over to Bryson. Bryson in the middle to Hickerson. Hickerson turns around with a little jumper from the free throw line. Won't go. Muse has got the rebound. Hickerson playing aggressive. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Cannonball. .402 left to go in the first half. Here's a three from Francis. She threw one up there, no good, but Rollins got the rebound over to Muse. Muse high off the glass, no. Rebound Smith. Smith for East, turns the corner, goes over to Hickerson. Hickerson drives, and they double foul her. See who they call. I'm probably Francis or 21 Muse. That's the second on Muse. So Smith and Estes will check in. And Hickerson will go to the free throw line. One up, none in. Number 32, Caitlin Jones re-enters the ball game for Martinez for East. Naomi Muse checks out with two fouls. Addison Estes, who also has two fouls, is back in. Free throw number two for Hickerson. She nailed that one. Two of four for Hickerson on the free throws, and East scores their first point of the second quarter. Mason, Blair, and they're going to call a turnover. Just the fourth. On Cannon County. Inbound. Gets to Blair. Blair, Smith, throws it right in the heart of that defense, that press. Bad pass, but Bryson almost got it picked off. Blair comes down with it. Right side baseline. Here's Smith. Smith with the jumper. Air ball. And a foul on Allison Francis. Hickerson will get credited for the basket. Free throw coming up. And Hickerson missed it. Rebound comes out to Cannon. Addie Smith will clear it on over to Estes to bring it up. Number 11, Aniston Insel, is in the ballgame. Insel with the basketball, hands it over to Smith. Smith on the baseline. Back over to Insel. Pass deflected, and Estes will take it, and there's an over and back. Yeah, she was. Estes was the last one to touch that one. Hubbard, right side, down on the baseline, goes to Blair. Hubbard, over to Smith. Right side, Hickerson. Hickerson. Driving shot, and Smith with the foul. So 44, Smith will get called for a foul. That's our first. Hickerson, free throw up, no good. Luckily, she didn't come over the line. She was about to. Hickerson, she's got four. That one is up, it's good. 5 points for Hickerson. It is a 5-0 run for East. 13-7. Pass underneath to Estes, and Estes Smith is going to get a piece of that one and a piece of Estes. Actually, they're going to say it's from behind, Caitlin Jones. Estes free throw is up, no good. .218 left to go in the first half. Second free throw is no good. So Estes missed both of them. And the score remains 13-7 over here. Over here. Foster will check in for Bella Mason. Ferguson, and she traveled. First turnover in quite a while for East after collecting 10 of them in the first quarter. Cannonball underneath their own basket. Insel will inbound. Estes lines up a three, bagged it. 5 points for Estes, 16 for Cannon. And the pass going over to Jones. Jones, shot blocked. Smith, outlet pass, Foster, up to Estes. Estes, layup, good, and the foul. Macy Hubbard, and the free throw's coming up. With a minute 52 left, Cannon going, trying to get a little 5-0 run of their own, and it's good. Full court press, Ferguson dribbles out of trouble. Top of the key to Hubbard. Hubbard down on the baseline. That's Smith. Smith's going to drive the baseline, but Rollins right there. Gets it into Hubbard, shovels it over to Hickerson, and Hickerson lays it in. 7 for Gene, 19-9. The score with a minute 29 left. Addison Estes comes across half court, drives, nice shot, couldn't hit it, thought she drew contact, no call. Inbound Hickerson. That ball's kicked. It's going to be last touch. And Rollins said, I touched it last, but we're going to be quiet about that. Actually, the kick was... See, they thought it was. So that's the 13th turnover. Minute 5. Estes with the return pass, and Jones out of position. Picked up foul number 3. There is no 34. It should be 32. Free throw by Estes is no good. Second free throw coming up, and that one's right off the glass. 4 of 7 for Estes. She's got 9 and 20-9 the score. Pass over the top. Smith's got it. Full court press on. There's Hubbard down on the baseline to Martinez, who's just checked in for Caitlin Jones, and Addie Smith gets her second block of the evening. Inbound Hickerson, right side, gets it over in the corner. Pass going over to Hubbard, inside to Hickerson. Hickerson traveled with it. They go left side to Smith, hits the top of the backboard, and Smith said, that wasn't me. Cannonball. Addison Estes pointing out the traffic. Pass goes over to Smith. She has to come out and get it. It was actually intended for Insel. Pass deflected. Foster goes inside, and now they're going to call a held ball. Cannonball. Number 24 will check in for East with 22 seconds left. That's Hutley McMurray. Or excuse me, is that? Yeah, Hartley McMurray. 16 seconds left. Estes guarded by Hickerson. Trying to wheel around Blair. Drives the baseline, goes the other way. Blair can't keep up with her. Now there's a foul. So they're going to go with Blair. That's her second. Free throws coming up for Estes. One up, one in. Second free throw. That one's as good as the first. 22-9 the score. Estes has 11 to lead the way. We'll take a break. Be back with second half action in a moment. You're listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on BNC Cannon Rock Radio.
Specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time that allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show, Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email canontn@dtccom.net.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale, so.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Emmeth and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here for third quarter immediately. Not even 10 seconds took off the clock before East scores Hickerson. And the ball taken away and a double dribble. Do it again. 14 and Addison Estes bombs a three. 25-11, Macy Foster hits a shot. Five-12 left and a foul. And that's going to be Estes in her third. Here's a pass over to Blair. Blair gets it to Hickerson. Hickerson. Underneath it goes, and Muse gets the steal. Pass over to the left side. Rollins pops it in, and a basket counts and a foul.
I guess up.
Substitution coming in, number 33. Rollins hits the free throw and it's a three, completes the 3-point play. 30-11. Here's Hickerson inside. Shot is good and a foul. That's going to be Bella Mason on the foul. That's her first. Add the one coming up. Yeah.
You need a water bottle.
Free throw by Hickerson is no good. Emery Rollins gets the rebound, clears it out. Here's Mason with it. Mason over in the corner, shot up, and it's good. No, but they won't count the basket. They said before the shot, Foster is going to be number 21, Smith. That'll be number 2 for Smith as Naomi Muse checks in. And...
Hey, 21.
Yeah. Muse will inbound. Trigger it over in the corner. Muse for three. Got it. Bella Muse, or excuse me, Naomi Muse has got 7. 4:16 left to go in the third. 33-13. Blair in the paint to Hickerson. Hickerson tries to wheel around through a double team and scores. Not the best looking shot in the world, but it'll go in. 33-15. Over in the corner is Smith, and Smith will shoot free throws. 33, yeah, okay. Free throw up, and it's no good. Mary St. Jones, 32, she's out with 3 fouls right now, sitting on the bench. Second free throw, no good, and Smith will try to run it down. Missed it, gets it quickly up to Blair. Blair goes in, and Mason commits foul number 2.
How many is that on Bella?
So Blair to the free throw line. Free throw 1, no good. 3:41 left to go in the third. It's 33-15, Cannon by 18. Blair's second one, and that's missed just like her first one did, and the rebound plucked by Rollins underneath. There's Foster overshot. Muse got it. Here comes a shot by Mason, no good. And the rebound, and Smith bodies Foster, takes it away, but lost it out of bounds. Getting a little physical in there. And the inbound comes over to Blair. Blair back to Smith. Smith gets it over to Bryson, but it's taken away. Here's Foster with the layup. No, but a foul and a free throw's coming up. 16 turnovers by this East basketball team, the Lady Panthers. Foster eyes the free throw and missed it. Clanked on the back left side of it. And here's Macy Hubbard back in the ballgame. Enters for Lexi Bryson. Second free throw. Foster hit it. two of four for Foster, 7 points, 34-17. Blair going the other way, and there's going to be a breathing foul. That's going to be on Macy, her first. Yep. 34-15 to score. Smith will inbound over to Hickerson. Hickerson dribble at top of the key, go to the left side to Hubbard. Hubbard goes to Blair, top, back over to Hubbard. High post, Hickerson, now she's going to survey it. Shot should have been a foul. Second one should have been a foul. Got away with two of them there, and Rollins gets it out to Muse. Bounce pass underneath. Foster couldn't get the layup to stick, but the rebound comes out to Foster and Muse. Muse looks for a, and did she travel? They're going to call a foul where? Number one, Blair, that's going to be her third. .230 left to go in the third. 34-15. Muse will inbound underneath her own basket. Rollins shot won't go. Rebound Muse fighting for it. She's got it. Muse baseline. Pulls up the dribble out to Foster. Foster stripped by Hickerson. And Foster got to be careful. And then Muse coming over to play on the weak side. Yeah, that's going to be Foster. That's going to be her second. 5 team fouls.
Five team fouls.
You'd think these officials could have like a little scorecard in their deal where they just mark off the fouls. Then again, they might get them wrong. Who knows? All right, Hickerson to the free throw line. One up, one in. 4 of 6 for Gene Hickerson. Lead is cut to 18. Second free throw is as good as the first one. So give Hickerson two of those free throws, 15 points. Left side pass thrown away. Inbound. Smith, Hickerson. Hickerson reverses in the lane, pulls up the jumper off the side. The rebound by Muse. It's going to be a volleyball as she contains it now. In some trouble, gets rid of it to Addie Smith. Addie Smith, baseball pass, finds Estes. Now Foster. Foster's shot blocked by Martinez, but it's taken by Cannon. Here's Estes for three. Hits the rim, rattles out. Rebound, and that's a jump ball, held ball. It'll go east way. Smith will inbound. Over to Hickerson. Hickerson, and the ball kicked. That's Mason's third. So they're going to have to get Francis in there.
Naomi.
And Hickerson will go to the free throw line for two shots. As we're in bonus. Free throw rattled off. Hickerson's second one. That one's no good either. The rebound comes out to Rollins. Flips it on over to Muse, running up the floor. Muse drives by in the paint. Layup, no. Rebound pulled down by Estes. And she knocks it down. 16 for Estes. 36. As Jones will re-enter the ball game for East. And a turnover. Cannon County ball and a double dribble. inbound. Comes over to Hubbard. Long pass to Blair. Blair, baseline. Drops it to Hubbard. Now to Hickerson. Right side, Smith for three. Won't go. The rebound tipped into Hubbard's hands. Hubbard's on the baseline. Gives it left side. Now wheels around the perimeter. Hickerson does. Over in the corner, Smith drives the baseline underneath to Jones. Jones a short jumper. Line drives out of it, and somehow they get the rebound back. Here's Hickerson driving. Estes sticks a hand in there. Loose ball picked up by Francis. Francis out to Estes, now to Muse, and Muse lost it. 44 seconds left to go in the third. Hickerson, Hubbard, Blair. Blair's shot won't go. Rebound tipped around, and Blair's got it back. Blair, Francis, now to Hickerson for three. Short rebound, Rollins, and it's stripped by Blair. She couldn't get it in time, and it's cannonball. 36-17, 19-point line at lead with 24 ticks of the clock left. Estes will bring it up the floor. Estes comes across the timeline, down to the right side. It goes to Smith. They try a pass into too much traffic. Francis Muse ball fakes, and Hickerson knocks her down, and Hickerson will get her second foul. Riley Ferguson will check into the ball game. Muse with 9 seconds left in the third will hit the free throw. Foster will check in. Second free throw. Muse hits them both. She's got 2 for 2 on that trip. 9 points for Naomi. Here's Smith. And over and back. That's the 15th turnover. 4/10 of a second left. Over goes to Estes. Estes line drive to three, and it rattles out. At the end of three, 38-17, Cannon by 21. We'll take a break, come back with quarter number four in a moment as you're listening to Cannon County Middle School Basketball on Cannon Rock Radio.
Serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
Fourth and final quarter coming up. By the way, if you're listening to us live, we put these games, or the tape replay, we're going to start doing them, on the Cannon Courier website. We've got the last one up just today. I'm far behind. This one will go on Cannon Courier by tomorrow, hopefully. And then tomorrow we've got a basketball game as well. Here's Addison Estes to start off the fourth quarter. Starts by popping a three. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Bullard and Hubbard. And Hubbard got mowed down by Estes. Mason will check in, and ball knocked by Estes. Inbound, Smith. Hickerson. Pass, Muse. Muse stole it. Goes up for the layup. Good. 40-17. And now, who do they call that one on, Foster? Okay. So Foster picks up number three. And now Francis with a reach in.
Did she foul her with her stomach when she put her arm into her?
Pass it goes over to Jones. Jones shot blocked. That's Addie Smith's third block of the night. Pass over to Mason, and Mason double dribbled. .40-17 inbound by Smith. Triggers it to Blair. Blair throws a long pass, and Francis collects it. Down over to Muse. Tries to drop it. She didn't. She thought that was Mason that she passed to, or Foster that she passed to. Foster got the steal. And now everybody's slinging fists, and it's out of bounds. They're going to get Jones out of there. Martinez will come in for East. 40-17 inbound by Smith. That's got to be a 5-second call. Long call, and Martinez will bring it up. Hickerson's got it. Hickerson stops down on the baseline. Smith loads up a three, won't go. Rebound Musa by herself. Outlet pass comes to Foster. Foster lost it off her leg, comes back with it, and pops in two or nine. 42-17 with 4:44 left to go. Long pass. Going over to Martinez. Martinez baseline. She traveled. Ensel will check in for Cannon. And the inbound's coming up from Muse, and that's a 5-second. Boy, that. This one on the other end took more time to inbound than that one did. Ball goes back to East. Martinez. Three on the way is an air ball by Hickerson, and Muse has got it. Muse in the middle of the pack. Drops it over right side to Foster for a short jumper, and Foster buried it. 44-17. Hickerson. Was that a two? No, was that two for us or three? Inbound and a jump ball. Check our score. I think we've only got 44. Yeah, but she added a point. Here's Muse, long pass, going over to Francis. Francis throws one up. Ellie Chapman will check into the ball game. Ball kicked out of bounds, it'll be last touch. 44-17, yeah, that's what I got. Here's Hickerson. Hickerson drives it, pop shot, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Cannonball. Muse, she's got to run it up the floor quickly. She does, gets it across half court. Foster, wide open three. Rebound Chapman underneath, and it's fouled by Ensel. Ensel going to the free throw line for two shots. So Ensel will go to the free throw line. One up, one in. Number four, Kelsey Bryan checks into the ball game. Bryson, I'm sorry. 3:35 left to go. Second one rolls in two. Two for two. Nice job by Aniston Ensel. She hits both the free throws, 46-17. Here's Hickerson. Hickerson. Right side, Smith. Smith lost it out of bounds. Cannonball. That is 25 turnovers for East tonight. Inbound. Naomi's got it. Naomi flips it back over. Hickerson takes it away. Gets it over to Blair. Blair underneath, and the layup by Smith is good. Pass coming over. Muse has got it back. Threw it almost away. Cannonball. Inbound. Coming over to Francis, and Francis traveled with it. Here's Smith. Over now to Blair. Blair. Right side. Cross courts it, and Muse is going to take it. Muse off and running, and Hickerson gets the steal. Hickerson underneath to Smith, threw it up there, and it's good.
Allison, go take the ball out.
Inbound. And a foul.
Allison, take the ball out.
Inbound. Muse has got it. Naomi flips it inside, threw it away, but Ansel somehow came back with it, but she lost it on the way down. Long pass the other way. Martinez. Martinez loses control of it, touched it last, and it's Cannon basketball. Substitutions coming in. Pass, and Estes with the basketball. Addison, you got to call timeout. They tried to call the timeout. Referee wasn't paying attention. Number 22, that's Michaela McMurray. And it's on the ground, and timeout red. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more.
Bean Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury, or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
2:01 left to go in the game. 46-21. Cannon's got control of this by 25. Here's Hickerson over to number 22. That's Michaela McMurray. Now you've got the pass over to McMurray. It's tipped out, but it's going to be last touch by Michaela McMurray. Inbound. Coming up from Francis. Allison sweeps it over to Estes, and Estes lost it out of bounds. Minute 47 left to go. Boys game coming your way next. Inbound comes up. And the ball is out of bounds. Going to be last touched by East. Here's Aniston Estes. Passes over into Ansel, back to Estes, who has to track it down. She's double teamed, threw it off the leg of number 10, Ferguson. Everybody Rollins and Foster and Mason will re-enter the ballgame. So will Muse. Mason to inbound. Long pass goes over to Foster. Foster. And Foster stripped of it. Here's Hickerson. Hickerson drives, shot, good. 16 for Hickerson. Long pass. Rollins couldn't catch up to it. Inbound. Here's Bryson. Bryson gets it over to Hickerson. Hickerson double dribbled. Yep, double dribbled. Smith will inbound. Come in for the game for Estes. Foster with the runner dropped in. Foster with 12.
No fouls, Addy. No fouls.
Here's Hickerson. Runs over the top. That's a charge. It is. Inbound. Mason out to Rollins. Rollins going to drive. Nice screen by Smith and a foul from the weak side. I'll put Rollins to the free throw line. Rollins, who's got 3. Free throw up, no good. Jemiah Bain will check in for Cannon County. Second free throw is up. It's good. 4 points for Rollins. Well, here comes number 10 who stuck. Now goes over to Hickerson, and Hickerson's got to get it across half court, and they're going to call a touch foul on Foster. .49-23. And Hickerson will go to the free throw line. One up, none in. Second free throw. That one will rattle out, and the rebound put up and is fouled by Smith. Ferguson got the rebound and will go to the free throw line. Free throw coming up from Ferguson is up, no good. Substitutions coming in, number 20. May Reed. Second free throw way off the mark. And Haley Adams wants to come in, but not until this one here. And one of two. So Haley Adams will check in for East, and I think that's their whole entire roster. 40 seconds left. Muse, Foster, Bain, Muse shovels it over to Rollins. Rollins, quick jumper, rattled out, rebound. Smith steps in there, scores her first two, 51-24. Long pass, and Foster gets it. Pops it in for a 14th. McMurray. Hands it over to Adams, and Adams couldn't make the layup. Held ball, 4 seconds left. It's taken by Rollins. Rollins, Muse, runner, couldn't make it. Final score, 53-24. The Cannon County Lionettes stay undefeated. Next up, Rock Springs Middle School from Smyrna coming into town Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. We'll get you ready for the boys' game here in a moment. All right, we're ready for the boys' game. And there's some height going on for East, and they're starting both of them. Julius Jones and Colton Tennant. Tennant is the girls' head coach's son. There's a three by Alexander, won't go, and the rebound coming out to number one, Peyton Miller. Miller, our number 13, that's actually Landon Price. Price will give it over to Tennant. Tennant drives, double team, shot, and there's going to be a foul. They're going to nail this one on Corbin Garrett. Tennant, one up, one in. Second one missed by Tennant. Rebound pulled down. And Cannon County gets the ball back. Here's Alexander. Miles drives it in the paint. Goes up against Tennant and knocks one down over the top of Tennant. 2-1. Jones with the basketball. Julius gets it across half court. Drives it in the lane. Puts it off the glass. He's going to score. 3-2. 4:53 left to go in the first quarter. Alexander. Miles goes to the left side. Steps. Drops back. Shot. Three. Good. 5-3. 4:38 in the first. Here's Tennant, and now they're going to call another foul. That's going to be on Corbin Garrett, number two. So Brody Franklin has to check in the ball game. And the inbound comes up. Pass into the hands of Chris Taylor. Taylor goes over to Landon Price. Price back inside to Jones. Lost it. Timmons there to pick up the junk, and he laid it in. Three for Tennant. It's all tied up at five apiece. Drops it down low. Sellers shot. Got it. Nice shot by Kale Sellers. 7-5. Here's Timmons driving the ball. Boy, you, when a big guy like that dribbles, you got to go after him. And here's Alexander laying it up and in. 9 from Cannon. Taylor with the basketball. Taylor underneath. They go to Timmons. Timmons, and he traveled. Three and a half left to go in the opening quarter. Cannon County with a 9-5 lead. Alexander directing traffic. Alexander right side comes over to Gibbs. Gibbs with a floater. Got it to drop. 11, 3:09 left to go, and Cannon has East calling a timeout So a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back.
The law firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
11-5 the score. Timmons. Tennant will get it over now to number five. That's Taylor. Chris Taylor drives by Franklin, and they're going to call a travel. Second turnover for East. With 3:02 left to go in the opening quarter of play, and Cannon with a six-point lead. Alexander picked up by number 13. That would be Price. He drives left side. Gary and Gibbs from the corner for three. Hits the side of the rim. Won't go. There's Sellers with the rebound and the putback. And he's fouled by Julius Jones. The shot doesn't fall for him, but he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Free throw one. Up. Good. Second free throw for Kale. Missed that one. And here comes Tennant, the big man, left side. Drops it off to Tennant. Tennant on the base. Turn around jumper, too hard. Rebound, climb the back. Jones gets the ball, couldn't get it to drop. And here comes Cannon with the basketball. Alexander. Miles going to be picked up by Price. Franklin throws the screen. Alexander drilling a three. Got it. 10 for Alexander. 15-5. Now the score and a steal. Alexander with a two. 17. Here's the Taylor. Taylor drops it to Jones. Jones with the roll in. Layup good for Jones. 17-7. Here's a shot by Alexander. Couldn't get it to fall, but that's going to be a foul on number one, Peyton Miller. Alexander's free throws, one up, none in. Free throw is good. One of two for Miles. We'll take a break. Cannon with an 11-point lead, 18-7.
Bean Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
A 10-0 run by Cannon has allowed them to climb up by 11, 18-7, with a minute 37 left to go against the East Middle Panthers. And here comes a full-court press as Taylor gets it over to Miller. Miller finds Jones wide open, and oh! Alexander going up strong against Jones, and they're going to call the foul on Miles. Looked like Miles got all ball, but a little piece of the arm, I guess. Jones's free throw's coming up. One up, one in. Free You got two tools to work with here, Jones and Tennant, and missed the second free throw. Inbound, and Alexander takes it away. Fourth turnover by East. Alexander goes back to pick it up. Alexander drives baseline. The little drip shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by Tennant. Tennant long pass. Got to Miller. Miller cross-courts it over Taylor. Taylor on the baseline. Inside Tennant around the free throw line, and he nailed a little 8-foot jumper. Tennant with 5. The lead is cut to 8. Under a minute to go in the first, and Garion Gibbs is going to get called for a turnover. 34, Garrett Reed checks in the ball game for East. And Taylor going to loft a 3. It's an air ball. Reed gets the rebound. He turns around on the baseline. Couldn't get it to stick. A rebound by Jones, and now Sissom's got it. Here's Alexander left side. Alexander works baseline. Double team against Tennant. Finds Sellers in the paint. Shot up, no, but Sellers is hit pretty hard. That's going to be Taylor's second. Free throw by Sellers is up. Good. Second free throw by Kale. And that one hits the front of the rim. One of two for Sellers on that trip. He's 2 of 4 altogether. Here's Jones going to the other side. Taylor actually trying to drop a pass and take it away. Alexander the other side. Layup good. 15 for Miles Alexander. 21 points on the board for Cannon. 21-10 the score. We'll take a break and be back with more as Cannon leads it by 11.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Here, 21-10. We go to the second quarter of regulation. Jackson Peppers checks in for Cannon, or for East, I'm sorry. So it's Peppers along with Price, Reed, Garrett Reed, and the Twin Towers, and Colton Tennant and Julius Jones. Cannon will sub back in, bring back Garrett to start the second quarter. Sism, Alexander, Kale Sellers, and Garion Gibbs. Gibbs left side, Sism. 3 on the way from Alexander from the baseline. Won't go. Rebound by Timmons. And here comes Price. Price landed over in the corner to Reed. His jumper up, no good. Jones around the perimeter, around the board. Sellers trying to get it, and he lost it out of bounds. A lot of aggressive play underneath the basket there. 5.5 left to go, first half. Inbound coming up, I believe that's Price. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm going to say it's him. Yeah. Process of elimination. They go over to Peppers. Peppers to Price. 3 is off the mark. Reed will bring down the rebound, and Jackson, the ball deflected off of Garrett. .520 left to go in the first half. Cannon by 11. Price gets it inbound to Julius Jones. Jones going to drive it in the paint, and they're going to be a reach-in foul on on Alexander. That'll be number two for Miles. And the inbound comes up. Going over to Tenon. Now to Peppers, and Gibbs ties him up. Ball belongs to East. Tenon will inbound. About 6 foot four. Pass Jones, and Sellers taps it, but Price gets it back. Tenon with the ball. Tenon going to drive, and there's a travel. Fifth turnover by East with 5:02 left to go in the first half of play. Miles Alexander will race it up. Peppers will pick him up around half court. Alexander starts to drive left side over in the corner. Gibbs for three. Rattled out. Rebound Sellers. Garrett. Held ball, cannonball. Inbound. Gibbs in the corner. Alexander. Miles. Alexander going to drive it in the corner for three. No, but a foul away from the basketball, and that's going to be called on East. They called that on Taylor, or on Price, I'm sorry, number 13. Landon Price will be his first. And Miles Alexander will go to the free throw line for... One up, one in. Second free throw. Alexander's got it good. He gets a third one. That one's his too. 24-10. Eighteen for Miles. Number one, Peyton Miller, who's checked into the ball game. Miller throws it away to Sellers. Sellers pass over to Alexander. Alexander Tenon blocked the shot. Inbound underneath Garrett, and Garrett traveled with it. Had a little bit more opportunity to think about it. Here's Miller coming across half court. Double team pass deflected. It's going to be Garrett, and a foul on Peppers. No, it's not. Garrett touched the line. Peppers will inbound. That's 5 seconds. Turnover. East, number seven. Third in this quarter. Sism to Alexander, and Alexander will walk it up. 14-point lead for the Lions with 3:53 left to go in the game. In the first half, as Sellers comes over, overshot, and now he's going to get called for a reach-in foul. Tenon, get it over to Price, and Price will bring it up. Price, and Sism will get the steal. Sism guarding against Price, couldn't get the layup, but here's Sellers, flips it out. Corbin Garrett for two. Yes, he got it. Corbin said, the last time you passed it to me, I traveled. This time, knocks it down. Tenon. In the paint, pulls up the jumper, no good. Jones gets the rebound, the stab back, no good. Sellers with the board. Alexander Coming around, Taylor going to drive. Shot up. Good. He got contact by Miller. No call. 20 points for Alexander. Here's Peppers into Jones. High post, and he's fouled by Gibbs. Three.
Yeah, but it's just one.
Two on Miles, yeah. Andrew Alexander will get set to check in. .247 left to go in the first half. Jones's free throw is up and no good. Second one. And a three on the way, no good. Here comes Alexander with the basketball. Here's the shot from Alexander. It's good. .30-11. Over in the corner. And a timeout going to be called. So with timeout, we'll take one as well. Back in a moment.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email cannontn@dtccom.net.
All right, back here as Tennant and Gibbs, jump ball. Held ball belongs to, or possession there belongs to Cannon. Or no. Belongs to East. Tennant will inbound. Over in the corner to Peppers. Peppers gets it to Price. Price, right side. Pass inside, deflected and taken away by Andrew Alexander. Hope it goes to Gibbs. Gibbs going for the layup. Got it. 32-11. Minute 44 left in the first half. Double team. Passing lanes cut off. Here's Alexander. Couldn't get the reverse, but Sellers there with the rebound and the putback. Sellers was six. Taylor picks up the dribble. Pass Peppers and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Cannonball. Alexander comes off the screen from Garrett. There's a mismatch and they're clearing it out. Miles going to drive it against Timmons. Tries to get the body contact foul. No call. And Tennant, pass deflected. Alexander. Inbound. Tennant with the ball. Tennant drives it. Boy, he's traveling. Ball goes out of bounds, stays. He is carrying that ball. Franklin and inbounds comes up. And out, Andrew Alexander tries to keep it alive, but Cannon Andrews has checked in for Cannon County. Here's Reed, or not Reed, but number 40. Looked like Reed. Now they go to Tenon. Tenon finds Price. Price baseline and Jones, or Taylor lost it. 40 is Avery Gordon. Long pass. Andrews for three. Side of the rim. Rebound. Corbin Garrett picks up number three. Here comes Price with it. Price, underneath it goes. Shot up, no good. Rebound, Tenon, no good. Body's flying. Right side, Tenon. Pulls up the jumper at the buzzer. Did they count it? Yes, they did. So Tenon's shot counts at the buzzer. 34-13 the score. And we go to halftime. Cannon with the 21-point lead. We'll take a break and be back with more third quarter action in a moment.
The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com. Bean Machine specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It's the inaugural Kid Car Show, Saturday, November 18th, as part of the Cannon Country Christmas event. The Cannon County Chamber of Commerce is on the hunt for 25 kids ages 2 through 8 to bring their pedal cars or battery-powered cars and show them off at the front of the courthouse parking lot from 12 noon to 2 p.m. that day. In addition to showing off their power wheels, they'll get to meet some of the Woodbury and Cannon County's first responders who will be bringing their fire trucks, police cars, and other first responder vehicles, parking them on the sides of the courthouse. This is all part of the Cannon Country Christmas event, which takes place Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. For more information about the event and the Kid Car Show, call the Cannon County Chamber of Commerce Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at 615-563-2222 or email canontn@dtccom.net.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey!
We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale. So.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, and sticky melody.
Babe, there's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, getting ready for testing 1, 2. Okay. Back here, Julius Jones scored. And here's Alexander to go in. Garrett shot, no good. And Taylor walked, but before he got rid of it to Tennant, and Tennant drops it in for his 9th point. Alexander for 3, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Pass goes over. And Jones with the ball. Actually, that's not Jones, but Taylor. Taylor driving. Layup, no. Rebound, Timmons. Tennant swatted, turns around. Tennant with the layup. Here's Alexander trying to get something to go, and it won't fall. Rebound coming out east. Pass goes over to number 5, Taylor. Taylor, pass deflected. Tennant with a little jumper. Good. 13 for Tennant. 6-0 run for East. 36-19. Sism will direct traffic. Sellers comes over to pick the screen, gives it over to Alexander. Miles backs it out. Alexander flips it over to Sism. Sism with the 3, partially blocked. Picked up by East. Panthers with the ball. Taylor left side, Jones. Jones drops it down underneath, and Corbin Garrett picks up number 4. Jones with the shot. That is 4 on Corbin Garrett. And Tennant will step to the free throw line. First one up, first one missed. Who scored for us in the third?
Miles,
okay. So make sure. Free throw up, it's good. One of two. 14 for Tenon. The lead is cut down to 16. Alexander with the basketball, left side. Lost it. And they're going to say last touch by Miles. Inbound, Tenon. Right side three on the way. Air ball, but there's Jones to rebound. He missed it. Alexander with the ball. Miles drives it inside. Scoops it, shot, no, but there's Sellers with the rebound. Clears out in the corner to Alexander. Miles for three, got it. Big shot, big points for Cannon County. 39 to 20. With 2:26 left to go in the third quarter of play. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Be back with more. Listening to Cannon County Ball on Cannon Rock Radio.
The Cowan Law Firm has been serving the citizens of Cannon County and surrounding counties since 2015. Located on the square in Woodbury, attorneys Matthew Cowan and Tara Cowan are ready to serve your legal needs. Come see the Cowan Law Firm for your estate planning, wills and trusts, probate, family law, and a wide range of other legal areas of practice. The Cowan Law Firm can be contacted at 615-563-4052 or online at cowanlawwoodbury.com.
Thinking the return match up at East Middle, you're not going to see East miss as many shots as they've done tonight. I mean, they have missed a ton of easy shots. They trail 39-20 to Cannon County, and East has the ball. Tenon, he's going to push the ball up the floor, lost it off his foot. Sellers, bounce pass over to Alexander. Miles leans in, layup good. 41. Here comes Taylor. Or excuse me, that's Price. Now to Timmons. Timmons down on the baseline, and that's good by Jones. 10 for Jones. Here's Alexander the other way. Shot no good. Franklin got his shot blocked, and long pass, Jones and Franklin, and Franklin gets it back. Now Cale Sellers over to Gary and Gibbs. Gibbs picked up by Miller. Gibbs comes across half court. Gibbs top of the key, drives it inside, bounce pass underneath to Sellers. Nice finish by Cale. 8 for Cale, 43-22. Here's Taylor with it. Taylor throws one up, and they're going to get called a foul. That's going to be Sism. Taylor will go to the free throw line. He hasn't scored yet. Missed a couple of easy shots. Missed the free throw. Minute 9 left to go in the third. Cannon with a 21-point lead. Second free throw. That one's not going to go. And the rebound comes out to Sellers. Sellers to Alexander. Miles drives it and stripped by Price as he collides with Price. Jones lost it. Cannon's got it back. So Alexander going to respect Taylor a little bit, or not, Price a little bit there. Gets a screen from Franklin. Now they got a mismatch. And Alexander going to take Tenon. Here he goes. Layup, no. Underneath to Sellers and a nice pass. And Sellers knocks down and finishes it off. 45. That's Tenon, and that's Carey. Sure is. 29 seconds left to go in the third. Alexander comes off the screen. Miles backs it out. Bounce pass to Gibbs on the wing. Gibbs right side, top of the key, goes to Alexander. Alexander comes off the screen. Sellers open for a second. Alexander throws one up there, pops it, knowing full well that Sellers would have gotten the rebound. And that's the end of the quarter. So Alexander, Miles has got 29. Cannon's 47. 47-22, fourth and final quarter of regulation
Being
coming up
Machine
in a moment.
Specializes in manufacturing and selling diesel parts. They offer a wide variety of stylish and efficient parts for all diesels. If you need a part for your diesel vehicle, check out Bean Machine. For more information, visit the website www.bdpshop.com. Visit them at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury, or call them at 615-563-7800. Bean Machine.
47-22 with 6 minutes on the clock for the fourth and final quarter of regulation. Coming up tomorrow night, Rock Springs Middle out of Smyrna right here. 6 o'clock tip-off. It is the coming home game. So we'll find out who our coming home king is. Pass deflected. Gary and Gibbs has got it. Out to number one, Alexander. Alexander flips it over to Ethan for three. Won't go. Just a little short, and the rebound pulled down by Reed. Garrett Reed flips it over to Price, and Landon will go for a runner himself. It's short, and the rebound right into the hands of Miles Alexander. Alexander races it up the floor to the left side. Now to the baseline, the jumper. It's no good, but there's Sellers with the rebound. Gives it back to Alexander. Alexander, left side. Price falls down. Ethan Sisson for three, and Ethan's got it. Ethan's first points of the night puts him at the half a century mark. Here's Tennant. Tennant drives it, travel, and there it is, it's called. Alexander with the basketball. Drives it to the baseline. Gives it back up to Gary and Gibbs. Gary and going to load up the three himself. Nice rebound by Sellers. Out to Alexander's three, no good. There's Sellers with the rebound, no good. Crashing the board, about three of them. And here's Price comes out with it for East. Right side Reed, and it's taken away by Sism. Sism. Clears it over to Gibbs. Now to Alexander. Alexander going to drive it, clear it back out top of the key, back it up. Now he's going to take it, going to drive on Reed, put it up. No, gets his own rebound, tips it out of bounds though. Miller and Gordon will re-enter the ball game. Peppers and Price will take a seat. Now Reed with it. Behind the back dribble, and as soon as he does, Miles takes it away. Miles against Miller. Takes a step. Couldn't get it to fall. Tennant. Miller. Gordon. Gordon. Gibbs knocks it out of bounds. Chisholm and Alexander take a seat. Andrews, Corbin Andrews, And Andrew Alexander will come in. Ball deflected. Gibbs has got it. Gibbs against Reed. Layup. Good. And a foul. Good job, Gary. 9-0 run by Cannon as Trent Sherrill will check in. With 3:36 left to go, and the and one is good, 53. There's Gibbs reaching in and got a held ball, Cannon ball. High school basketball starts Friday. We'll have the video broadcast, hopefully. If everything goes right for you from Cannon County High School on Friday. There's four games altogether as Gibbs pops another one. He's got nine. Long range shot by Reed won't go on the other end, and here comes Gibbs with it. Gibbs right side. Gibbs stops. Gets it to Andrews. Corbin. Back over to Gibbs. Garion. Baseline. Five. Sherrill. Sherrill bodies it up. Missed it, but there's Sellers with it. He's quadruple teamed, and there's Sherrill again with the putback. Won't go, and Gordon's got it this time. Miller trying to shake off Garrett or Corbin Andrews and cannot do so. And Landry Mason will check in for Cale Sellers. 33-point lead for Cannon County. Garion Gibbs looks for some help off the traffic. There's Andrews with it. Andrews top of the key. Andrew Alexander for three. Got it. Is that three? It is. 58-22. Turnover. Gibbs. Gonna drive it. Shot blocked. Picked up. Pass. Thrown away. Sherrill. A minute 50 left to go. There's Alexander for another three. That one's an air ball. Landry Mason trying to chase it down. Can't quite get to it. And Ryan Mix will check into the ball game. And a timeout going to be called to get substitutions in. A minute 40 left to go on this one. It's all the lines 58-22.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Lions closing out this one strong, although they've got all substitutions in the ball game now. Run. They have a 19-2 run. Floor's coming apart. And the inbound comes up. Tillahoma, or East, is just, they've sent in their substitutions as well. And number 14 has got an air ball, and the rebound comes out to Alexander. Alexander gives it over to Andrews. Andrews Mix. Ryan for three. Got it. Line drive for Ryan Mix. And Cannon gets it taken away. Here's Andrew Alexander going up for the layup. It's good. 53 seconds left. And almost taken away there. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. And that's good. By number 21. Diego Villegas.
Go, 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 go. What are you doing?
63-24. Pelham over to Cohen. Cohen to Mason, and Mason drops it in. So Landry Mason with his first two, and three on the way from number 14 to end this game, 65-27. Cannon with the win over the East Panthers. Miles Alexander, your leading scorer now with 29. Kale Sellers with 10. We got Garen Gibbs with 9. Cannon County Lions on fire tonight. That'll do it for us here. We got coming up next. We'll see you Tuesday night. The coming home game as Cannon takes on Rock Springs Middle out of Smyrna. Y'all have a great rest of the night.